This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2082. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition recorded April 15th, Alaska, Andorra, Bangladesh, Canada, China, Cuba, Eritrea, France, Germany, Indonesia, Iran, Italy, Japan, Kashmir, Lithuania, Mali, Myanmar, North America, Peru, Romania, South Carolina, Spain, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Venezuela, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The A21 shortwave season now well underway, and most versions of the schedules have been updated. They're conveniently linked from our homepage, worldofradio.com. Also, there's a new time for World of Radio via IRRS across Europe. Not on Wednesday as we were expecting last week, but instead it is Saturday at 18:01 UT on 7290. The Radio Andorra tribute hit parade across Europe, we reported last week for April 12th, was widely heard between 1700 and 2045 UT on 6180 via Austria. If you would still like to hear this 40-year anniversary of their hit parade, there is a recording of it available at mixcloud.com on a very complicated URL which has appeared in the World of Radio IO group. On March 29th at 1810 UT, Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany said, Bangladesh Betar's transmitter on 4750 seems to have been repaired. Instead of the usual distortions, Voice of Islam had clear audio. Also, Jorge Freitas in Bahia, Brazil reports, hearing it, April 9th from 1948 until ending at 2000 in Bengali, local music and talk with fair reception. Note their English broadcasts are scheduled for 1745 until 19 UT, and also at 1230 until 1300. April 13th at 0254 UT, I heard a Canadian Coast Guard station on 2749 USB, not with marine weather, but a message about COVID-19 travel restrictions, apparently against U.S. vessels entering Canadian waters. This is listed as VCS 21 in Halifax. While Salmaniv in BC says he's heard similar announcements from the station in Prince Rupert. Halifax went into French for the same thing before 0258. Cuba keeps some of its jammers running long after Radio Marti closes down on certain frequencies. And sometimes we hear some beeping, which are obviously associated with the Cuban jamming, such as April 9th at 2025 on 13606. They were about three at a time, and otherwise there were two tones alternating, about 1 kilohertz above the main channel. I'd noticed something similar before on 11930 and 11860. It's hard to imagine any intelligence being conveyed by this non-coded beeping. A few hours later, I was logging them on 11930 and 11860, April 10th, at 0215. I call them cute beeps, partly two tones, but when continuous, they are running at the rate of 72 per minute, but not lasting a full minute in any instance. I'd say it's probably one of the multiple jamming sites piling up on each Marti frequency. Will we ever have access to details about them in the post-revolutionary era? Yet another case was April 12th at 1510 on 9805.4. These beep strings were continuous at the rate of 100 per minute. Last week I mentioned that Radio Vanuatu had shown up in English on an unexpected frequency and probably by mistake, 11850. Next day it was back to Spanish, but it's happened again to another frequency, 13740. April 14th at 0113, surprise, RHC in English and better than the scheduled channel 6000 and 6165. Also at about a quarter past the hour of their English broadcast, they started including weather for North America, everywhere from the U.S. to Central America to Cuba itself, from Cuba's chief meteorologist. Perhaps it's a way of one-upping Radio Marti, which has long provided Cuban weather from afar. Ivo Ivanov has some info about scheduling changes for Radio Marti, according to HFCC. On UT Mondays only, they've added an hour from 04 until 05 on 6030, 7335, and 7435. Also, the 5980 frequency, which is 5 days a week between 22 and 03 UT, has increased power from 250 to 500 kilowatts from Greenville. Ivo Ivanov also reports reception of Radio Tigray Media House, or DMC Tigray, via France, April 14th, between 15 and 16 UT on 17870. Good reception, but some noise jamming. As heard via a remote in Russia. In the NASA flash sheet, Ralphus W. Perry in Illinois logged the same in more detail. April 10th, starting at 14:59 on 17870, a good signal, though there was a heterodyne. Jamming started a minute earlier at 14:58, the carrier that is, but when Isodon signed on, it obliterated most of the jammer, creating the het. At 20 seconds past 1500, the Radio Tigray program started, he says, with mushy echo announcements, a burst of Horn of Africa music, sign on in Tigrinya. Another couple of Horn of Africa music breaks, and then into a newscast at 1502, including some remote feeds. He says, I must notch and listen in narrower bandwidth, resulting in muddier audio. The jamming sounds like vacuum cleaner rushing noise coming in bursts. There was pop music at 1509 and at 1510 and ID. It's still strong at 1530, but the jamming making it hard to listen, now sounding like rushing waves coming and going. We've long suspected that Ethiopia acquired some DRM transmitters and to use for the purpose of jamming. We must wonder how the consortium feels about that. Manuel Mendez forwards news from Atlantic 2000. That they'll be on the air Saturday, April 17th, from 09 to 10 UT, via Channel 292 in Germany, 6070 and 9670, and also streaming radioatlantic2000.free.fr. According to VU2JOS, All India Radio now is active with a Chinese language service at 2345 until 0115 via Bengaluru on 13710. But beware, it so happens that China is also jamming it with Chinese language, so be careful on assuming what you're hearing based on language alone. Walt Salmaniv in BC says superb reception at midnight 55 UT April 12th with haunting Indian music way, way over co-channel Chinese. Not many external services anymore, but this one is still very strong. When checking HFCC, I hit upon a completely imaginary schedule for Indonesia, such as 3325 relayed via Playa de Pals, the long-destroyed Radio Liberty site on the coast of Spain, and there are 53 entries altogether for long-gone domestic sites, the language specified for all of them, English, why not? These are presumably sprinkled throughout the bi-frequency A21 schedule, so beware. Why in the world don't they delete them? In reality, there are only two shortwave frequencies left from Indonesia, conveniently reported just now by Ron Howard. 3325, Voice of Indonesia via Palangkaraya, heard April 15th from 14 UT in Bahasa Indonesia with their news and patriotic song, Bajimu Nigeri, which means For You, Our Country. And then the other frequency, 4749.95 via Chimangas, Jakarta, April 12th at 1200 to 1218, with unusual reception. He was able to hear them clearly in Japanese, mixing with China in Chinese, and Bangladesh had not yet started on that frequency. On that date, the other VOI frequency, Palangkaraya 3325, had a strong carrier but no audio. On April 14th, he again had positive VOI reception at 1311 to 1314, just below 4750. And this was after the news in English when they played their national song. Then it was mixing with China and Bangladesh's test tone. BB started at 13:14 with time pips at 13:15. And on a related topic, Walter Eibel of WWDXC reminds us that Ramadan started the evening of April 12th and ends on May 11th. The traditional Muslim event depends on the moon calendar, so the date will differ each year. and perhaps from country to country depending on geography. During Ramadan, most shortwave services in Islamic countries will broadcast extended schedules, allowing some rare catches of those stations. The main station with such extended schedules on shortwave is Pars Today, or Voice of the so-called Islamic so-called Republic of Iran. And Ivan Ivanov has a schedule of those extensions in area languages. Midnight 23 to 0120, 6150 in Turkish. 1923 to 2250, 7405 in Azeri. 2123 to 2250, 6110 in Tajik. 2253 to midnight 20, 6160 in Arabic. 2253 to midnight 20, 7225 in Arabic. 2253 to 0320, 7330 in Azeri. And 2323 to midnight 20, 7325 in Kurdish. These, of course, are timed for pre-sunrise in the target areas where people are up early to break their fast before they fast. Mal Nuritala wonders if there are any other shortwave stations doing this besides Iran. Well, one is Srinagar, according to Joe's Jacob, of course in Kashmir, an Islamic area. 4950 is announced as being on early, approximately 2205 to 2305 UT, but he's yet to hear it, perhaps due to skip conditions. They're also on AM and FM. However, Mauno Ritala has found a couple of medium-wave stations in countries where Muslims are very much in the minority that are nevertheless favoring them with these extra early broadcasts. Radio Thailand 891 with Islamic programming overnight, and National Radio of Kampuchea starting at 2000 UT, maybe something new. According to statistics, Thailand has only 5% Islamic population, mostly in the south near Malaysia, and Kampuchea has 2%. In that case, he must be referring to medium wave 918, which has 600 kilowatts. Ken Zicky in Michigan notes that one of the few English broadcasts left from Radio Japan is announcing 7355, but it's actually on 7335. Heard UT Saturday, April 3rd at 0510 to 0530. This is the same frequency used by Radio Marti earlier, and he says jamming usually lasts well past it leaves at 0400. But there was no jamming on this occasion. The other Japan frequency is via Vatican on 7245. The weekend timing is 05 to 530, and the weekday timing 0430 to 05. Once the sun is up over Europe as early as 06 UT, I'm no longer hearing transatlantic medium-wave carriers, but I do have one on 846, which is surely from Christmas Island in the Pacific, where it's well after sunset, which looks like it's spelled Kiritimati. I heard it both on April 14th and 15th. From the forum UKRTVR via RustyX, this is about the 1386 transmitter in Lithuania. They say after the death of Rimantis Plekis, there's no one to contact for the timetable. But on the sites of various radio stations, you can find changes in the schedules. Here's some preliminary information. I won't mention all of them. There are many in Russian, Ukrainian, Polish, Belarusian, German. There's English from Poland at 12 to 13 UT. Of some interest is the Belarusian service of Radio Liberty. It starts at 18 UT, followed by Russian at 19, and more Belarusian from 19 until 21. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 2082. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Chuck Ermatinger in Missouri, who sent two contributions via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com in U.S. funds, but not necessarily. One may also contribute via money order or check in U.S. funds on U.S. Bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Now a bit of a detective story I enjoyed pursuing. WBCQ was reportedly coming up on a new frequency, 13570, not, but checking it out anyway on April 10th and 11th. I was hearing a barely audible carrier about 13570.735. It was on the air between 1830 and 1930, as heard via the remote in Holland only, of course, not here. which would seem to come from the CRI Arabic relay via Mali on 13685. The next day, April 11th, I checked the exact same displacement above 13685 and found the same thing on 13799.44, and it went off by 1930. So that clinches it as spurs out of the Mali relay. Dmitry Mezin in Russia tells us that KNLS made some frequency changes April 14th. The Chinese hour at 11 UT moved from 9735 to 9730 to avoid Taiwan and Japanese on 9740. Uh-oh, Myanmar is on 9730. Ron Howard in California was hearing it on April 12th, 2 days earlier, on the air late until 11:53, and on the 9th until 11:44. They had CNR1 jamming, but no sound of hope, which might have been the target. KNLS will certainly block Myanmar reception. Dmitry Mezin replies, the Chinese jammer with CNR1 audio is fairly good, even here in Kazan, Russia, to say nothing of the Far East. Poor KNLS, their frequencies run through FCC approval, and it looks like FCC relies on official occupancy data, which fails to mention both Sound of Hope and CNR on 9730. Tibor Gaud in Hungary says it would be a good idea if these maintainers of the registry would read DX publications where they could find out what's going on in reality, not only in the register, which only shows theoretical allocations. Thanks to tips from Mickey Delmage in Alberta and Harold Froge in Michigan, I was hearing the pirate MRI Mixed Radio International on 6885 USB, April 11th, IDing at midnight 14 and into Wichita Lineman, certainly not by Glenn Campbell. This led me off on a tangent to discuss how illogical that song's lyrics are. If she is a lineman for the county, shouldn't it be Sedgwick lineman? Anyhow, this pirate was being widely reported all over the continent, even in the daytime, according to HF Underground. Thanks to a tip from Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil about a Spanish-speaking Latin American on 4752. He figured it would be Wanta dos Mil Peru, since it had been missing from its former frequency 4764 for several weeks. I got on it immediately via remote in Bonaire and later Boa Vista. At midnight 30 UT, measured on 4752.15. They were doing a remote from a Casa de Campesinos, everything matching up for Radio Guanta dos Mil, although I did not hear a specific ID. And it suddenly went off the air at midnight 35. April 13th, from 2358, I was hearing it again, measured on 4752.464. It was still going past midnight 26, but gone at the next check at midnight 35. The next night, always via remotes, almost the same frequency, 4752.468, tuned in at midnight 24, and it cut off the air at midnight 28. In the World of Radio group, a discussion about Radio Romania International. Craig Chris says, anyone have any correspondence, email from RRI? I have not since late December. No QSLs, no schedules, no happy Easter wishes. Tibor Gaal in Hungary replies, you should not expect anything from them due to the coronavirus crisis. QSL, in these times when air traffic is limited or non-existent? Walt Salmaniv says, I wrote a lengthy report to the Ukrainian service at the beginning of January, and not a peep from them as of April. Then Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany explains in detail, as far as I know, the staff of RRI avoid all physical contact and work from home. As all regular listeners to the German program know, sending QSL cards has been a problem in recent years due to budget and woman power. QSLs were printed late in the year, and we were told that the person handling the QSL mail was a freelancer who was hired and laid off due to the financial situation. In the mailbag program of German, answering reception reports by email was proposed by listeners, but I do not know if any EQSLs from that German service have come. At least my reports were not answered. But they do acknowledge all correspondents on their weekly mailbag program. On 28 March, Soren Georgescu had this to say about the QSL situation. The cards of the new QSL series are here and ready to be sent. However, you have to be patient because one single person is responsible for processing reports for all language services. She answers the QSL requests in monthly batches, which means you will receive the QSLs for your reception reports about a month to a sesquimonth later. Last Friday, she informed me she had taken care of the January mail and would soon have February finished as well. Greg Christ says they are more than a sesquimonth behind. He emailed them again, asking if everyone is okay, and did get a reply, attaching EQSLs for January to April and their summer leaflet. Meanwhile, Romania's transmissions have been messed up. I heard them in English on 9660, April 9th and 10th, until 0555, but they're not supposed to be on that frequency. Then on April 11th at midnight 3, they had news in English on 4 frequencies instead of only 2. The others were supposed to be in Romanian. That is, 9730 and 7420 in Romanian, 9550 and 7375 in English. On April 14th, they were back to a split of 2 each, around 01 UT, but 7420 had a problem. The transmitter strength was pulsing, and its frequency was varying slightly until it cut off the air at 101.5. South Carolina None, WRMI, is still carrying many recorded broadcasts of the very late Brother Scare, many of them when he's trying to sing, but there have been some reductions. I've noticed that the overnight frequency 7570 has been completely off the air, and 7780 has not been carrying him either after other programming ends at 0400. We've kept trying to hear Spain on its North American frequency for the summer, 17855. Much of the time it's either off the air or not propagating, or both. Finally, for the first time in the season, on April 14th, it was holding up past 22 UT when English started on a Wednesday, but faded out before the half hour was over. Most of the time, we are still forced to try frequencies beamed elsewhere if we want to hear English, 15520, 11940, or even 11685. At Medium Wave Mass, Dan Goldfarb says, on a surprisingly large scale, BBC has announced a major reduction to take place in May and June to their local medium wave services. 10 stations are being closed down. Most significantly, Lisnagarvey, Ulster, Northern Ireland, will no longer be using the Blawnox Tower for 1341 kilohertz. That's a 100 kilowatt outlet, which sometimes makes it to North America. And I used to listen to it before sunrise in Thailand 50 years ago. Of course, DXers in the UK are glad to see them go, opening up more frequencies for them. In the medium wave circle, someone named John says, apart from the enjoyment of SWLs and communication with locals, doesn't anybody realize that when the world suffers another Carrington event, medium wave stations could be needed like never before? There is a high possibility that when a similar event occurs, satellites and internet will go. Another Carrington event is overdue. I'm quite happy to maintain my basic medium wave capabilities. Besides shortwave 7290, as I mentioned, for World of Radio via IRRS, Italy Non, we're on medium wave 594 from Italy, Challenger Radio. The latest scheduling is Friday at 2030 UT, a first broadcast when we're hot, along with Saturday at 1801 when we're on shortwave, and Sunday at 2000 UT when we're on 594. Watch out for that Moroccan hit on the plus side. They're planning on changing Challenger Radio to 918 kHz, a better frequency, and also possibly adding longwave 207, which is presently occupied only by Iceland. Via SWLing Post, Pete Madtone notes a new Radio Lava Lamp episode airs Sunday, April 18th at 23 UT on WRMI 9395, unfortunately the same time as World of Radio on 7780. Ivo Ivanov forwarded a new registration for WBCQ on 13570, showing that frequency would replace 9330 for all broadcasts between 17 and 02 UT in several languages. However, checked April 10th, guess what? They're still on 9330, the only frequency they've been able to use so far for World's Last Chance. I suspect that WLC registered WBCQ as a placeholder on 13570, while they perhaps arrange other relays on that frequency. By the way, 500 kilowatts on 13570 would be disastrous for many low-power transmitters on the HIFR or ISM band just below 13550 to 13570, perhaps including even RFID equipment. WBCQ would be better off using 13855, says Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight. Including English at 16 to 17, during the 820 season last year, 9330 was extremely poor or inaudible during midsummer. The signal already showing signs of deterioration at 16UT, no doubt will get worse. It remains to be seen if they will ever come up on 13 megahertz. Some DXers in the U.S. are wondering why they can't hear Radio Marti on 1180. Bill Whitaker of USAGM replies, Marti runs a pattern looks like a peanut oriented east-west, heading south to cover as much of Cuba as the jammers allow. It very heavily protects WHAM Rochester. The U.S. government and WHAM were in court and before the FCC for years back in the 60s when it first came on the air at 50 kilowatts. The power was raised to 100 only because this is a government operation and can ignore FCC rules. Permission was garnered from the Interagency Radio Advisory Committee in the 90s. It should not be heard very far north, and so far as I know, it isn't. On April 13th, after 06UT, I had no signal at all from Vanuatu's third harmonic, 11835. On April 14th, here's the latest from Ron Howard in California. 7260 was heard at 0515, improving to 0545 until it cut off at 0559. It had been staying on 3945 in the harmonics. Later on that occasion, he did hear 7890, the second harmonic, coming on at 0600. On April 15th, as late as 0630, I was hearing 11835, third harmonic, better than usual in Bislama, and also a bit on the second harmonic, 7890. Meanwhile, New Zealand was in booming on 11725. I'm still hearing Venezuela's only shortwave station, legal or not, ROCV, 6205.038 via remotes in Bonaire or Boa Vista, such as April 13th at 0138 and 0235, also still heard at 0310. On April 13th, that is the next evening, tuning in at 2356, there it is with dance music, and a better signal via the Brazilian remote. There could be some pulsing utility noise interference, so maybe it's time for them to move again. Wolfgang Büchel notes that Vietnam's 9730 transmitter is still putting out spurs every 8 kilohertz above and below, heard April 10th at 1855 all the way from 9682 to 9770. Most of them also noted by Wolfgang von Pillnitz in Austria, ADX. Propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder, G1 minor storms likely April 17th, with ANK indices of 20 and 5. Solar flux rising from 72 to 75 by April 21st. World of Radio 2082 now concludes. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.